Unit 1. Cultural Appropriation. Originating in the 1980s in academic discussions about colonialism and the treatment of minority cultures, the concept of cultural appropriation has in recent years sparked fierce debate in both academic circles and the mainstream media. The term describes the adoption of elements of one culture, traditional dress, hairstyles, iconography, music, dance, or cuisine, by members of another, and is seen as particularly harmful when members of a dominant culture appropriate cultural elements from minorities and historically oppressed groups. Those who argue against cultural appropriation feel that by removing a cultural element from its original context, the appropriator is able to play temporarily at being from that culture without really understanding it. In this manner, the cultural element is reduced to something fun or exotic, which disrespects and, in some cases, desecrates the item in the eyes of its original culture. One prominent example of this occurred in 2012 when Victoria's Secret model Karlie Kloss wore a Native American feathered headdress during a runway show. Many Native Americans were outraged by the act, as in many of their communities, these headdresses represent respect, power, and responsibility, and must be earned. Reducing them to a fashionable outfit that anyone can buy and wear, therefore, erases that meaning. In a similar vein, many Halloween costumes depicting stereotyped or sexy versions of various national dresses, such as Gypsy, Mexican, or Japanese geisha, are also regarded as cultural appropriation, as they not only treat traditional dress as a commercial costume, but also perpetuate negative or misleading images of the target culture. However, these viewpoints are not without their critics. Some argue that being overly sensitive about cultural appropriation prohibits self-expression, particularly among artists who may derive inspiration from cultures not their own, and reinforces cultural segregation. In their view, interaction between cultures is generally harmless and often even beneficial, encouraging diversity and empathy among those involved. It is also unfortunately true that the term cultural appropriation is commonly misunderstood and misapplied to benign acts, such as enjoying food from different cultures or simply learning about another culture. While exchanges between cultures can undoubtedly result in mutually beneficial outcomes, fusion cuisines and new musical styles, for example, the line between genuine appreciation and equal exchange on the one hand and insensitive appropriation and exploitation on the other is unfortunately not always clear. The issue must therefore be approached with sensitivity, care, and understanding if offense and harm are to be avoided.